Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Christ. Shalom, shalom. Israel. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. How we doing out there, saints? Hallelujah. Let me get a sound check from you, saints. See how I'm coming in. Glory to the King. All right. Cool. Looking good. All right, we got tens. All right. Hallelujah. All right, thanks, saints. I appreciate that. Glory to the King. We'll go ahead and proceed with the show. Hallelujah. Greetings to all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, those that are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Blessings to you all, saints. Just want to give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah. He's truly wonderful. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to know the true Yahweh. Hallelujah. The creator of all things. Hallelujah. I tell you, we can do nothing without him. Hallelujah. And it's by his grand design that any of us are here in this truth. And he's restoring us back to our heritage, restoring our culture back unto us. Hallelujah. So we give him all praise for that. Hallelujah. And the many sacrifices, hallelujah, and the ultimate sacrifice through Yeshua, hallelujah, that was paid for us all, true Israel, hallelujah. And for that, I just give y'all all praise, honor, and glory for it. I want to give honor to our beloved shepherd, the Honorable Pastor Charles Dowell Jr., hallelujah, for just his dedication, his hard work, and, I mean, just labor of love constantly. And I'm just so grateful for him. Hallelujah. Also, Pastor Corey and all that he does, and Pastor Fox as well, and all of the elders in Israel, Teacher McKnight, Deacon Bell, and all the heads of the assemblies. Hallelujah. I'm your host of the evening, Elder Donnie, and I just want to welcome you all, brethren, friends, foes, and enemies. Hallelujah. To this edition of the Brothers segment. By way of Blog Talk Radio on the Straightway Truth here. Hallelujah. So welcome you all. And it's, it truly is an honor and privilege just to be here before you in fellowship with you on this first day. You know, you could be doing anything else, your little heart desire, hallelujah, but you chose to be here. So I'm grateful for that, and I enjoy the fellowship. But I just wanted to come to you today just to say a few things. Perhaps may not be too long, but just wanted to talk to you briefly. But the grace and peace, pray that grace and peace be multiplied unto you all through the knowledge of Yah and of Yeshua, the Master. Hallelujah. And as I always like to start to show off with Psalms 19, 7 through 11, and it says, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for a great reward, hallelujah, for being obedient, for keeping the commandments of Yah and holding them near and dear to my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. You know, many folk, they boast and brag about the law, but don't really keep it. You know, it's just a sad thing. But I'm praying that, you know, the Most High will continue to increase our knowledge and understanding and revelation, and that we will really truly get it on a deeper level and become more obedient. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:1-20 says, blessed are the perfect in the way, who walk in the teaching of Yahweh. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all the heart. Yea, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently. Oh, that my ways were established to guard your laws. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commands. I thank you with uprightness of heart when I learn the right rulings of your righteousness. I guard your laws. Oh, do not leave me entirely. How would a young man cleanse his path? To guard it according to your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I have treasured up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your laws. With my lips, I have recounted all the right rulings of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your witnesses as over all riches. I meditate on your orders and regard your ways. I delight myself in your laws. I do not forget your word. Do good to your servant. Let me live and I guard your word. Open my eyes that I might see wonders from your Torah. Now that's something else, isn't it? Open my eyes, he said, that I may see wonders from your Torah. I am a sojourner in the earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My being is crushed with longing for your right rulings at all times. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. That should be our testimony as well. That should be our prayers as well. Hallelujah to the Most High. And when it's all said and done, the whole gist of it is this. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And it says, fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. So glory to the King. I bless Yah, saints. I truly do, for the knowledge that we are exposed to. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, forget the naysayers, forget all of them that have anything to say, you know, about us not being able to keep all of the laws. The hell with it. You know, as the Most High gives us more understanding, and then we'll be able to, you know, obey him and serve him in a greater measure. So the encouragement is just to continue on, and wherever you at in this walk, hallelujah, don't be condemned. Don't allow nobody to condemn you. Glory to the King. I want to thank Brother Paul. Appreciate you once again, sir, for hosting, co-hosting with me, posting scriptures and other references. I truly appreciate it because you do that faithfully. Every time, every show, pretty much, the brothers are here, you're there. So I appreciate you, your labor of love. Glory to the King. Well, I pray, saints, that y'all are encouraged. And I mean that, you know, because y'all are still dealing with us. And so we have much to be thankful for. You know, even in the event of all that's been going on across the ministry, you know, we have been having to fight, literally, fight spiritually against the attacks of the Hasatan, you know, warring for one another and just being there, you know, just on the battlefield. It's very critical in the hour that we're in. We can't let up now. We got to continue going full force because we know Satan is... he's going to up his antics, and he's going to come at us even harder. So let us get our minds and hearts prepared for battle and be ready. Hallelujah. And, you know, just what I'll speak on this just briefly, but the event that took place after Shabbat, I know many of you were tuned in, and it was like a circus up there, you know. But I realized that, you know, these things had to take place, and the one thing that I don't really appreciate is the fact that, you know, our pastor, our shepherd, you know, he don't deserve you know, to be treated in such a manner, you know, with such dishonor and such disrespect, especially with all that he does for us and the way that he shows us, he teaches us, saints, to be honorable men and women, you know, respectful men and women. And hold on, let me see what's going on, man. They're not getting this. All right, I got zeros all across the board. Let me see. Hold on a second. What in the world happened? Mic check 1, 2. Hallelujah. All right, I got an in-house sound check. They said they can hear it pretty good. That's unfortunate that a few of y'all lost the sound, lost audio feed after Elder said it was like a circus up there. Pastor Tom does not want the truth to be exposed. All right, thank you, Brother Allen. I got a 10. Yeah, the blog talk is acting a fool. I'm getting a few saints saying that they can hear it, and then others cannot. I'm wondering if that's... the two that I got that said they heard it, they're listening on their cell phone. So, man, I don't know how to troubleshoot this one. Let's see. Oh, man. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me 1 second, thanks. Hallelujah. Let's try one more thing here. Man, there's always something, huh? Always something going on. Glory to the King. King is coming. Let me try this real quick.
All right,
mic check 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check. All right, Deacon, appreciate that.
Got a 10.
It is block talk in this instance.
So
I'm gonna keep going. Keep rolling. Whoever can hear, just forgive it. Give me for that.
Out of my control
at this point.
However, like I was saying, I did say.
Got up and took the mic and proceeded to, you know, spew out his garbage and mess.
That's the reason why I couldn't hold my peace.
And I had to get up and say something, you know, because. All right.
But that's the man in the congregation, he has people that are listening to him. You know, you don't disrespect this man in front of his congregation, in front of his people.
You don't do that.
You know what I mean?
And it's just not a line.
But he also taught that when someone disrespects you, you don't go around disrespecting no man.
Nobody.
But if they don't give you honor and respect that you give unto them,
then you dishonor them.
Mm-hmm.
You render the same back unto them.
You know, we read that in 1 Timothy 5:1,
you cannot an elder, but entreat him as a father.
And the younger men as brethren.
You know, folks say that's the New Testament. You know, they don't give too much credit to that
or take it to heart.
But if you look at the principles of it all, it's just true.
You know what I mean?
How you gonna get up there and try to teach the man that's supposed to be your teacher, who has taught you, who has more wisdom, more understanding,
who has a better grasp of this thing.
Yah has chosen, and we know that Yah has chosen this man.
It's just not, well, the same thing about it is with all of us.
If there's anything that you have a disagreement with.
Pastor said it last Sabbath.
If we're not on one mind, one heart.
If it's preaching something.
And you have disagreements with it.
Haven't you figured it out yet?
That just comes directly from Yah.
You know what I mean? And many times he'll get up there and tell us
that I had none of this stuff written down.
None of it.
And it's coming directly from the throne.
But that just goes to show you, man.
He tells us, don't listen to certain people.
He tells us, stay away from eating off other tables.
You still have things that go out and eat off other tables. You still have things that have their own doctrine, their own revelations and stuff that they want to bring forth.
Nobody wants to humble themselves in this day and time. We haven't learned nothing from our forefathers.
Nothing.
We still have the residue of all these captivities in our mind.
And especially of this wicked country that we live in,
men are so haughty.
Men are so prideful.
It's just a sad thing.
It really is. But especially with this place on yesterday, this should be a lesson that all of us should learn from.
It really is.
But anytime something like that goes on,
I'm not going to hold my peace. I'm just not going to do it.
And Pastor even told me, he said, you know what?
My brother, y'all didn't do nothing wrong.
You know what I mean?
Because you got somebody coming in your house disrespecting you,
not giving you honor.
Now, you're not going to sit around and just allow that.
Any man will rise up and will rise up,
especially the men.
Straightway. The men that are filled with the Ruach. And I know a lot of you out there probably were raising up your spirits, stirred up.
Hallelujah.
But this type of foolishness and nonsense will not be tolerated.
You know, you see these fools out here on the streets.
You know, they're going back and forth arguing with each other, claiming to be brothers.
Israel, my brother's man,
but they hate one another.
It's a false sense of love.
No humility.
Everybody wants to be on top. And that's the same attitude.
Hallelujah. Things I don't know going on, I'm getting reports that the show apparently is ended. I can hear. I don't know what's going on. Let me see something. Oh, this is foolishness right here. Glory to the King.
Wow,
ain't that something? Give me 1 second, Frank.
Whoever
can hear. I'll be right back. Glory to the King. Hey, Saints, I'm going to go ahead and continue on. I won't be too much longer. I'm realizing that a lot of y'all are having trouble even hearing the broadcast, and many of you can't even find it listed when you try to go back into Blog Talk. Many of you say you refreshed browsers and everything, and nothing's happened. So I'm going to go ahead and just, for those who can't hear, go ahead and continue with my thought here. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that had to happen. And so let it be a lesson to all of us, Saints, that we're no greater, all right, than the man of God that Yah has put up here before us. And we need to stand behind him and everything that he's doing. We see his manner of life. We see the fruits of it. Hallelujah. And it'd be a shame if we think ourselves above that. And basically, we're telling Yah that, you know, hey, I don't approve of, you know, your men and who you put in place. So it's just much to be said about it, Saints. I want to go just go on and continue here, but it was very disrespectful. It was very unfortunate that it took place the manner that it did, but at least it got out there. At least we know who this particular person is and that they're really not of us, and it was made manifest. Glory to the King. First, I did that one already. Titus 1:10 says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, specifically they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake." Hallelujah. You remember Pastor started off yesterday when he told us, he said, you know, that all of this that we're going through, dealing with in this walk, it has nothing to do with flesh and blood. And a lot of times that's where we resort to flesh and blood, because that's what we can see. Ephesians 6:12 says, "Well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I tell you, that's one thing we need to learn and remember and keep in mind who we're actually dealing with, you know. we're dealing with evil forces here, and we should deal with them in such a manner. You know, what we're seeing today is no different than what we read the different accounts with the Messiah and the scribes and the Pharisees, how they didn't believe in him. You know, they didn't believe he was who he said he was. And they wanted to fight against everything he was teaching the people, even the miracles and signs and the wonders. You know, it's because they couldn't produce these things. A lot of envy came from it. You know, we've seen the same thing going on today, just living in the flesh. We got a strict divide between those who believe and those who don't believe. And, you know, with the newsletter coming out, which was very good, it's just exposing all of that. And so we're going to have even more opposition come our way. But the whole idea, Saints, is for us to continue on a straight and narrow, realizing that we're on the right path, we're doing the right thing, and don't allow Satan to try to knock you off course. Hallelujah. So, but that's all we're dealing with, the same old thing, jealousy, envy, just as they killed the Messiah. They're after us as well. And the whole objective is to smite the shepherd in hopes that we will scatter. Hallelujah. So we got to be on guard, even more so watching unto prayer and just being sober minded more than anything. Let me go to the apocrypha. And let me go to Ecclesiasticus, right? Ecclesiasticus 12, the Sirach 12. Start at verse 10. And it says, when thou wilt do good. Hold on one second. Starting at verse 10. Excuse me. Never trust thine enemy, for like as iron rusted, so is his wickedness. Though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take good heed and beware of him. And thou shalt be unto him as if thou hadst wiped a looking glass, and thou shalt know that his rust had not been altogether wiped away. Set him not by thee, lest when he hath overthrown thee, he stand up in thy place. Neither let him sit at thy right hand, lest he seek to take thy seat. And thou at the last remember my words and be pricked therein. Who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come nigh wild beasts? So one that goeth to a sinner and is defiled with him in his sins, who will pity? For a while he will abide with thee, but if thou begin to fall, he will not tarry. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his heart he imagineth how to throw thee into a pit. He will weep with his eyes, but if he find opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. If adversity come upon thee, thou shalt find him there first. And though he pretend to help thee, yet shall he undermine thee. He will shake his head and clap his hands and whisper much and change his countenance. So we better be careful and watch these folk. Watch these folk. Watch them carefully. Hallelujah. Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Yahweh, helped me. Help me up. In the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But Yahweh is my defense, and my Yah is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahweh our Elohim shall cut them off. 1 Peter 5:5 says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Yah resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due season. So that's for all of us. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of Yah. That's who we're humbling ourselves unto. Hallelujah. But moving on, saints, a lot of the stuff that I was going through throughout the week, pretty much, and I was going to speak on it, it's pretty much the same stuff Pastor went over yesterday, but in great detail. And especially as it pertains to not being condemned and having condemnation and allowing Satan to submit thoughts to the mind. And then you gravitate toward them and bite on them and find yourself in a lowly state. You know, we got to encourage ourselves in this walk. We got to look at things, and sometimes it takes us to reflecting on the past and just reflecting on, you know, the progress that we already made in this walk. You know, I just asked, you know, sister, just the other day, you know, can you see changes in your life since you've been in this way? You know, and the sister was like, oh, of course, man. I mean, tremendous change. So if we just take a look and just see what Yah is doing for us and has done for us, you know, we'll be surprised with the growth. So don't be so hard on yourself, is what I'm trying to say. You know, we all have areas in our lives that we need to work on and we need to do better in. But the flip side of that is to this, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's sin and iniquity involved you are partaking in, then of course that's why you're feeling this way. Just as Pastor said on yesterday, the whole objective, saints, is for us to just stay encouraged in this walk, man. Just really stay encouraged. You know, you'll be lifted up in due season. You know what? Elder Austin did a very good video on mastery on his YouTube page. I think it's South Carolina, Straightway South Carolina, SC, Straightway SC. And did a very good job talking about that and talking about different seasons and just being patient and waiting, not expecting too much from that which is not developed. So, I mean, we all can learn from that as well. Sirach 26:4 says, whether a man be rich or poor, if he have a good heart toward Yahweh, he shall at all times rejoice with a cheerful countenance. Hallelujah. So as long as we're doing what we're supposed to be doing in the Most High Yah, hallelujah, don't allow Satan to stir you up, throw you off, get you off course, and get you to be wallowing in the mire and all down and out. Hallelujah, we're all growing. Progressive walk and be content with such things as you have and whatever state you find yourself in. Glory to the King. But we do have the victory, saints. We have the victory. Ecclesiastes here, 3:1-8. And it says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Hallelujah. Sam, I'm going to go real quick, too. I'm going to do a ministry break. I don't want to forget that. I'm going to be right back to close it out. Not too many people are here, but anyway, be right back, Sam.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, Saint. Glory to the King, Elder Donnie here. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm going to keep going, Saints. I got just a couple more things right here. Not much, and I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. That's weird. This has never happened on Blog Talk when I was, you know, since I've been hosting. Saints can't even find the show listed. They're not even able to call back or nothing like that. But I'm going to read one thing here from 1 Maccabees. And this is Matthias. He was speaking to his sons, just encouraging them, you know, to always be zealous and always be obedient to the commandments of YAH. And you know, just to fight. We all going to have to fight, you know, at some point in this walk. You know, it's not like we were told, you know, in Christianity, like a fairy tale, you know, where you would just skate on through this life and all would be good. And nah, it comes with much persecution. It comes with much testing and trying. And that's the only way we're going to be refined and made perfect in this thing. You know, I used to be the type of child that always wanted to do things right. Didn't want no mistakes or blemishes or nothing like that. Just wanted a squeaky, clean record, you know, just with everybody. And that's still the case, but at this time I know it's got to be according to YAH's righteousness and not according to the righteousness of this world, which was put before my eyes and which was taught to me, you know, by the precepts of man. But yet it got to be in order and in line with YAH. And a lot of things I realized in this life that I used to hold in high regard, and I thought that's what, you know, things operated, it was not true coming into this walk. So we got to relearn it. Our minds be retrained, you know, in the right way. So I'm going to start here in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, starting at verse 50. And it says, "Now therefore, my sons, be you zealous for the law and give your lives for the covenant of your fathers,
call to remembrance that acts, what acts our fathers did in their time, so shall you receive great honor and an everlasting name. Was not Abraham found faithful in temptation, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness? Joseph, in the time of his distress, kept the commandment and was made master of Egypt. Phinehas, our father, in being zealous and fervent, obtained the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Jesus, or Joshua, for fulfilling the word, was made a judge in Israel. Caleb, for bearing witness before the congregation, received the heritage of the land. David, for being merciful, possessed the throne of an everlasting kingdom. Elias, for being zealous and fervent for the law, was taken up into heaven. Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, by believing, were saved out of the flame. Daniel, for his innocence, was delivered from the mouth of lions. And thus, consider you throughout all ages that none that put their trust in him shall be overcome. Hallelujah. But it says in verse 62, fear not then the words of a sinful man, for his glory shall be dung and worms. Today he shall be lifted up, and tomorrow he shall not be found, because he is returned into his dust, and his thought is come to nothing. Wherefore, you, my son, be valiant, and show yourselves men in the behalf of the law, for by it shall you obtain glory. Hallelujah. So those are some words that Matthias, to Judas Maccabee's dad, his father, he gave him those words to his sons to encourage them to always be faithful unto Yah. And he reminded them of the different experiences that our ancients had to go through. Hallelujah. Pastor even mentioned this on yesterday and talked about how, you know, Daniel and the lion's den, and how, you know, us, where are we at in this walk, in our lion's den, or in a furnace, you know, with the three Hebrew boys? Where are we at in our trial and in our test, and how are we dealing with it? So we got many examples before us, saints. Isaiah 25, starting at verse 8, it says, he will swallow up death in victory, and Yahweh Elohim will wipe away tears from all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For Yahweh hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our Yahweh. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, saints, nothing else, man. Encourage yourselves throughout this week going forward, man. Remember, continue to pray. Continue to fight, because, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Israel. Pray for Elder Felix, for his recovery, and any other saint that you know of dealing with any type of sickness, infirmary, any type of thing that's going on with them, any persecution, any such thing. And there's a lot of that going on right now. So be mindful in prayer and continue to watch, saints. Continue to send back curses. We got people praying against us all over the board. So continue to turn those curses. Also, just keep our pastor, keep him lifted up. Hallelujah. He definitely needs the prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. Exactly. Brother Steve and Sister Wendy are still ongoing and still fighting with this case that they've been dealing with for some time now. Keep them in prayer. All of the elders in Israel, you know, all of the hoary heads, all of the elderly, the mothers in Israel, all of the newborn children, and all of the brothers, they go to and fro. They're working, they're providing, for their families and all that they have to encounter out here on these jobs amongst these heathen. Let's just be mindful of one another, saints. Bless y'all. Like I said, it's out of my control what's going on with the blog talk this evening. Hopefully we'll get back with you another time and get this thing going. Y'all be at peace. Y'all be encouraged. Pray for one another. Don't allow nothing to steal your joy. And just be encouraged, saints. Bless y'all. Y'all are down here. I am signing off for this evening. This is the Blog Talk Radio on Straightway Truth. Hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged, saints. Bless y'all.